We're doing the laws of Shabbat, and we were learning about the task of Lisha, of kneading, when we discussed that Lisha can be done with a thick batter or a thin batter. And the Kitzur Chot Shabbat writes the following. There are those who want to eat cereal by pouring milk into grains, and then it becomes like a soft batter. So if you're going to eat that type of grains, that type of cereal, what you have to do is change the way you would ordinarily make it. We said there are a few ways of changing it. We're not talking about Cheerios with milk. There you don't have a batter. It doesn't become a soft batter. But we discussed that it could be with farina. If you're going to make oats, ground oats with milk, there you might be making a batter, depending on how it's ground, depending on the shape of the oats. So you would have to change from the way you ordinarily do it. One of the ways is if you ordinarily put in the grains first and then the milk, you put in the milk first and then the grains. So you do the opposite of the way you would do it normally. And if ordinarily, again, whichever way you do ordinarily, some people put the milk first and then the oats, some people the oats, whatever way you do normally, you do the other way. Another way of doing a shinoi is that you do a little bit at a time. A little bit of oats, a little bit of milk, a little bit of oats, a little bit of milk. And then when you mix it in a way that's not the ordinary way of mixing it. Ordinarily, when you mix something, you go round and around. Here, you mix it by going up and down and left and right, up and down and left and right. We said, with regard to a thick batter, there are those who say that once you put the liquid into the solid, that's already the task of lisha, even before you kneaded it. So let's say you have to prepare food for a baby. So sometimes baby food is very thick, and you're going to mix it, and it's going to become like a thick batter. So then we rely on those opinions that say that lisha is from the time you mix the batter, not just when you add the fluid to the solid. So again, lechatchila, we never make a hard batter on Shabbos. Because with a hard batter, you don't have the option of making a shinui, of doing it differently. Because a shinui is only good when you're dealing with a rabbinic prohibition of a soft batter. With a thick batter, you don't have that option. Where do we have this? So he wants to say, there are others who say this, that when you're going to mix eggs or onions or liver with oil or some other gravy, so ordinarily you make it into a thick batter, it all becomes one big glob. So then you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos, according to those opinions that say once you add the liquid to the solid, that's already lush, so then it would be prohibited to put these into the food. When you add the oil, it's not like adding oil to salad, where the oil is just on the salad. When you add oil to ground eggs, so it all becomes one. It becomes one glob. If we're going to say that by simply adding the liquid to the solid, that's the prohibition of lash, so then you wouldn't be allowed to add any gravy or oil to eggs, to liver, etc. And that's why many people lechatchila prepare their egg salad before Shabbos. If you have a situation where you're a caterer and you suddenly discover on Shabbos that they didn't add the stuff to your egg salad, and it's important to you, it's your parnassus, and then you could rely on those opinions that say that it's not lash, you do not do the transgression of lash until you mix it. And then if you can do it with a derech shinoi, if you could do it in a different way than you ordinarily would, such as you put oil on the bottom of the bowl and then you put the egg salad on top of it, then you could permit that in such a scenario where it were necessary to prepare the food on Shabbos, and then you would be relying on the opinion that says that in the task of lash, even with a solid, even with a thick batter, the prohibition is only with the mixing and not just with placing the two together. Let's say you want to mix, if you want to mix the ground potatoes, and you want to mix them with gravy or milk. Again, if you're going to make a thick batter, so then you have no way of mixing in the liquid with the solid. Over here also, if you're stuck, you have a situation where you have a bunch of guests, and you have to feed the baby, let's say, this ground potatoes, so then you would be able to rely on the more lenient opinion where you would do it the different than you ordinarily would, put the liquid before the solid. Another way which might be possible to be lenient is to initially make it a soft batter, put in much more liquid than the potato, let's say, and then becomes like a watery mix. And then when it's mixed well, so you have no more liquid left, you have a batter, a soft batter, and then you add more of the potatoes. Then you make it into a thicker batter. So that's a different way. You don't ordinarily make ground potatoes that way. The same would be true with they have powdered potatoes, which you mix into water and then you make it into a potato, whatever they call them, ground potatoes. But you make a powder, or they have powdered rice, which you mix into water, and again it becomes a batter. So all those would be the same thing because you're making a thick batter. With pudding, there's room to ask how we view pudding. If you mix pudding into milk on Shabbos, right? So if it's a soft batter, we know. But what if you're making thick pudding on Shabbos? So there, that he remains with a question how we would view pudding. Okay. Nonetheless, he says, "Mikol makom." Nonetheless, yesh latir lasot iruv tapuchei adama im rotev blilav. We should permit making ground potatoes with sauce when it's a thick mixture. Im noten rotev ba'od shelo ma'achan. If you put the sauce before you mash the potatoes, so you can't say lisha because the potatoes are still large pieces, just like cereal in milk. And then, if when you grind them, you do it with a shinoi. Remember, we don't grind it the regular way. So you use the handle of a spoon or something. So then, even though technically as you're grinding it, the liquid gets absorbed into the potatoes, but that's happening with a shinoi. That's not the way you would ordinarily mix in the gravy with the ground potatoes. So that, he says, would be permissible on Shabbos because the mixture is happening as you're grinding the potato. He wants to say that when you mix fruit juice into bananas, that would also be prohibited. I don't know. I've never seen the fruit juice connecting with the bananas, but then again, what do I know? It's been a few decades since I saw ground bananas mixed with fruit juice. They become one glob? For baby food, I'm saying, do they really become one glob? I don't remember as a kid. I don't remember it ever connecting. Like, he's describing it like Lisha. I don't know. To my mind, the bananas never really become one glob. But then again, maybe I never ground it enough. Maybe if you grind it enough, it does. I don't know what he's talking about. What happens if you have, let's say, gravy from chicken that hardens? And you want to mix that gravy with your potatoes. Now, right now, they're two solids because the gravy is solid. So that would be okay because you haven't added a liquid, even though later on it might melt into liquid form. But right now, what you've added to your mashed potatoes is solid. Making a mixture of, let's say, liver with, if you want to add liquid to the liver, if you would add, let's say, the solids that congealed in the fridge and you add them to the liver, that's okay. What happens if you mix oil with parts of the egg? There he says that's also not going to be lash, but I don't know why he's saying that. I don't know what he means by that. So I have to look into that, I don't know. He says just do it different than you ordinarily do. Why that's different than the eggs that he discussed earlier, I don't know. He says if it's only one part of the egg, the yolk or the white, so then it's not lash. So I don't know why that is. Mr. Chef, can you explain that? Why when you have a whole egg, the white and the yellow, is it that the oil is connecting the white with the yellow? He's saying that if you have only the white or only the yellow, then it's not lash. The oil doesn't connect them when you mix it? I don't know factually what happens. He's saying if you make egg salad where you have the white and the yellow of the egg, so then when you add oil, it's lash. It connects it, you form one glob. But if you have, let's say, only the whites of the egg, or only the yellow of the egg, and with that you add oil, then it's not lash. So I'm asking, is the reason because the oil connects the white with the yellow? Right, that I understand. That's why I don't understand why he's saying it's lash. But let's leave that for a second. If you would make egg salad with only the whites of the egg, what would happen when you added oil? It would float. You're saying it wouldn't connect. And if you made it only with the yellows of the egg?
It's more fatty than the yellow.
So the yellow would connect. Okay. So I don't know. He says that's not lash. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, now I understand what he's saying. Okay. He's talking about mayonnaise. He's calling mayonnaise a mixture of oil. What? I guess mayonnaise is a mixture of oil with what?
Oil, vinegar, mustard.
And the white of an egg?
Also yellow.
Okay, so that's what he's trying to describe here. He's trying to describe not the mixture of mayonnaise. He's trying to describe when you add mayonnaise onto food, that the mayonnaise he would view as a solid. So that would be mixing a solid into the food. That's what he's trying to say. That then that would be okay, but I don't think the post can go with that. I think the post can view mayonnaise as a liquid, not the way he's describing that it would be a solid. Could be there's a difference between mayonnaise and Israel and the United States. I don't know, but American mayonnaise is also solid.
We talked about that with potatoes and mashed potatoes, you can stick a fork and it goes, how do you decide with that fine line between what's a solid and what's a liquid?
Yeah, I don't know. Usually we say if you hold it on a spoon and stays solid, that's a solid. He says just do it differently than you ordinarily would. Anytime, and the same would be true if we said if you add liquids to a thick batter, let's say you want to make your tchina more thin. You have tchina, and now you want to make it more thin. So that's, we said, is never going to be lash. When you add water and you make it more diluted, diluting something is not the task of lash. Nonetheless, you should mix it with a shinui. If you have solid tchina, we said, when you have the ground sesame seeds and you add water, then initially it becomes one glob. Then they say you have an issue of lash. Not everyone agrees to that, but many poskim say there you would have lash. But if you already have tchina, where the glob has been mixed, the ground sesame seeds has been mixed with water, and now you want to dilute the tchina, so that would not be lash. So if you just pour in the sesame, so we said that's not lash, but if you're going to start mixing it in, so there you have a question of lash. According to those opinion that making ground sesame with water is lash, and there are big opinions that way, a lot of Am Yisrael views it that way, so then that would still be the same issue. Yeah. We say that we already discussed that mixing a powder with a liquid, like making hot cocoa or coffee, is not a problem of lash. Nonetheless, when we make them, we should ideally ensure that we put in a lot of liquid and then put on the powder, and not the way some people will sometimes do, that they have, they mix the coffee and the sugar, and then they put in a little bit of hot water, and they mix it into one big glob, and then they pour the hot water into that. That might be considered lash. By the way, I recommend you try doing that once, because it comes out totally different. Someone once showed me this. If you take ground coffee and sugar, add only a little bit of water, mix it, and then add the hot water, it somehow has a different flavor. But on Shabbos, you can't do that. So prepare it Friday afternoon, right? So that, he says, is a problem. And the final point is, we said that there's no lisha when you add pieces to a liquid, like cereal and milk. Even if the cereal might get glued together in the milk, that's still not lisha. And the same would be true if we make potato salad, where you're making potato salad with mayonnaise, because they're large potatoes mixed with mayonnaise, even though the mayonnaise makes it glued together. But it's still, it's big pieces glued together. It's not, you didn't make one form like one batter. A person has to pay attention to notice when he's coming close to the border, when it's close to becoming one glob. Remember, if the potatoes are smaller pieces, if it's going to be ground potatoes, then you do become lush, and that's why it's recommended that whenever one's going to do these things, to do it with a shinoi, to do it a little differently than you ordinarily would, just to make sure we don't hit the border, we don't go over the border of doing the prohibited task of lush. So now we finished the task of lash. We discussed a thick batter is biblically prohibited, thin batter is rabbinically prohibited, things that are liquid like cocoa, mixing a powder with a liquid where it's going to be liquid is permitted, and large pieces mixed in a liquid is permitted. We said when we deal with the soft batter, doing with a shinoi is what's going to make it permissible when necessary. When we deal with a thick batter, we don't ordinarily permit it. We would only permit it when it's really necessary, like for a baby. So then we said we would go with the opinion that just having the liquid with the solid without mixing it is not yet biblically prohibited. We said that's a machlokas. When necessary, we rely on the opinion that that's not yet biblically prohibited. And then we would permit doing that, putting the solid on top of the liquid and leaving it like that. We said that adding liquid to a mixture that's already existent to make it more fluid is not the prohibition of lash. So that's, in a nutshell, what we saw about lash.